then.
That's good,
so
Michael.
thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on 28th of November 2019. We have Bill, Mariana, Michael, Hazem, Mats, Mikal, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Mariana.
Sarmad, could you put our agenda on the screen, please? I hope you, everyone have seen this agenda before. At least those are my thinking, my thoughts, how we can proceed with, let me try it. I'm trying to properly, yeah, that's it, to properly arrange these windows on the screen. Okay. I was thinking a little bit, how shall we divide the necessary changes in the document which we got from IP. And I've sent few documents with last call for, or last agenda for, sorry, last mail with agenda for today call. As you could see, I'm proposing the way how to proceed with changes. Bill, in the meantime, Bill sent some changes which he has done to the original document given by IP, and today I have merged those two documents. I mean, this one I'm proposing to start with, in which I put some changes which Michael put in the previous document. Michael, I will give you soon the mic, and it seems that those things are working. Michael, please go on.
Thank you, Mariana. I wanted to ask what you based your version on.
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
The Google, the Microsoft Word document you are using,
yes,
into which you integrated recent changes from Bill.
Yes.
What did you base it on? What did you create it from?
It is created from the document sent by IP with the when during our meeting in Montreal with IP, Asmus promised me that he will pass through whole our document, change everything what he thinks to be changed, and asked us to use this document as first document for further changes to the report in order to keep tracks of what he had put in the document and what we have done with the document further on. Am I clear?
I think so, but my point is that then there is again a version conflict, because since we have submitted the document to integration panel, I have made numerous changes to the proposal in the Google Docs version I shared by email with all of you.
Yeah. And so also you also
changes in that Google Docs version, which are not part of your version right now.
Yes. Let me explain further on what I have done. After I have taken this version of the document submitted by IP, then I've added all the changes in Appendix D, which you made in the Google Doc document. I didn't change anything except those things you have changed in the Appendix D. We have to find a way to somehow finish this document, and then that IP will be satisfied with it. We need somehow their consent in finishing the document. So if I also, this is now I want to discuss with you what I have done, and is there any better way to do it? That's the only thing I could think of between Montreal meeting and today meeting. So if there is any changes in the Google Doc document, which you submitted at the end of the October or something like this. We have all these versions. Whatever you put in the main part of the document, I mean in the report, there is not, those changes are not incorporated in this document. I incorporated only the changes which were in Appendix D, because I had no time to check through all both documents concurrently and put all changes you have done at the end of the October in this document. Probably, if there is no other volunteer to do this, I will do it. First I have Mats, then we have Michael. Mats, please go on. Mats,
I had to find the unmute button.
Yes, you're right.
So, in the document from IP, there were a lot of proposed changes.
Yes.
So what have you done with those?
I accepted those changes.
All of them?
All of them.
Good. Okay. So
it is easier to do that way, because those changes didn't change a lot of substance of our document.
Okay.
Those were some remarks which are marked URID TBD, and some formatting or some comments about formatting or some changes in wording, nothing really serious which will impact the sense of our document. That's what I have done.
Okay.
And after that, I will submit probably this evening or tomorrow evening the version with the document with all changes which Bill has made and sent before 2 days to the list. I think some of TBD are done yet. We have done it up to this moment. Michael, please.
Yes, thank you. So from what I remember skimming through the comments from integration panel,
So
most of them were okay and weren't very problematic, but I think few of them could have been problematic. So we should be weary of accepting all of these changes as is. If it's about wording, it can in some cases impart on the sense. Then I had a second question. You just said you are going to submit it tonight or tomorrow. What are you going to submit to whom? And my third remark.
No, I won't submit to anyone. I will make it and put it somewhere for everyone to can see it.
You're saying you're going to share with the group, with the Latin GP.
No, with Latin GP. Because my idea is to make one version of the document till the next Thursday and submit it on next Friday or something like this for unofficial comment from IP. We agreed that we shall have two unofficial comments from IP, one at the beginning of December and the other at the end of December, in order to help us to have proposal as clean as possible before our meeting in January in Brussels.
I'm sorry, but we haven't done any real work except for the appendix on the document since submitting the last version to integration panel. So I don't think there will be much to comment on.
It will be good to that's another question. I have made two documents. One, which I think we can almost finish before next week. Most of the things which should be done are marked as TBD. And the other part, which is much larger and which is almost devoted to variants, we cannot make a big progress in 1 week because we have to discuss a lot of things. So I think that it is good to finish those things which are clear, and all the others should be left as unfinished for the next unofficial version, as much as we can do till the next unofficial version.
Okay.
That's how I thought. Sorry. Please go on.
No problem. Okay. So I can offer help with double checking that no version contents have been lost in between transferring the Google Docs version to the Microsoft Word version, please. Number one. And number two, I don't think we should call these things unofficial. So if integration panel is going to comment on our work, they should do it by email to our email address so that it's clear that we are reacting to something specific and not just doing random things.
So, maybe I was, I don't understand properly the word unofficial. My idea is not that anything should be covered. Sorry. Something is happening with, I don't know what is going on. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there was an echo from someone's microphone, I think.
Oh, maybe. It is not my intention to cover everything. We shall send them a next version as, let's say, unofficial version and ask for help. And they will give us feedback also via our, as the usual way. In the usual way, they have to submit their proposals and comments again to our emailing list.
Okay,
but,
thank you
but
for
it. It is somewhere, they were very keen to help us to finish it as, to help us to finish this report, let's say in a shorter period of time than I was expected to be done. Because my idea, as I thought about how we are working and how much things we have to clear until the end, that we can't do it before, let's say, June next year or something like this. But after that, I got the information and I think I wrote it somewhere that probably financing of the whole project will stop at the beginning of the next fiscal year. And it is good to try to do as much as possible in this fiscal year when there is some money for financing something which is necessary.
I think there was
an official year ends in June.
Sorry, please.
The fiscal year ends in June next year.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it. I know that it is not the beginning of the year. But
ICANN's fiscal year goes from July to June.
Okay. But it is expected to have till the end of the June also public comment. Before that, we should to send a report accepted by IP to the public comment, which lasts, I think, 40 days or something like this. And after that, we have to encompass in our report all the public comments, which we got during public comment period. So it seems if we submit our formal last proposal at the end of the January, beginning of the February, and if it is published for public comments, we shall have two or three more, two months probably, or 1 month only. I cannot calculate it at this moment in my head every point, to finish the whole thing before the fiscal year ends. Michael, please go on.
Yes. So it's very kind from integration panel to offer help, as long as we don't end up being pushed away from some results or some discussions or some arbitrations we feel we need to do about some things. And otherwise, thank you for your work and your explanations, Mariana.
Thank you, Michael. So let's go back to the agenda. As I was explaining in the point two, which is not the point of agenda, that's just my idea, how can we proceed with the, in finishing the report. So I made one Word document which you can use as a start for your changes, or another idea, which I'm not quite sure how the things will proceed. That's why I started today to combine two documents, Bill's document and the IP document from the other side, with all the things of which I pulled from Michael's document of the end of the October. And it seems that this document looks okay on the first glance, but I have to pass through it seriously and see if there is some, let's say, hidden traps in it, which can astonish us in some moment. But it seems that it is the right way to proceed. On the other hand, I produced two other documents. One, which is again, agenda number three item. The first one is just the, it is called TBD report 5 tasks, which has 20 items, and which is mainly addressing the body of our report, not appendixes. And I wanted, there is another document which contains a lot of items which are connecting to the variant analysis, which is more complex thing than the first one. So that's why I divided this in two documents. And my idea was to discuss with you today the first document, this which is connected to the body of our report, and to see who can do which of these 20 items, let's say in next 5 days, so that I will have time, for example, next Wednesday or next Tuesday, to collect all your changes, and to make one integral document which could be sent next Thursday to IP for, let's say, unofficial comment. Bill, please go on.
Yes, if it would help if you could send your merged document out, because I have additional changes going forward. So I would prefer to start that next round from what you've got already, just to make things a little simpler. Thank you.
Bill, it was my idea also to send this last merged version, merged document, which is encompassed, let's say, of three previous documents. And I suppose that the best way to share it is to put it somewhere in the Dropbox that everyone can access it, and start from that version, which I will, whenever I produce a new merged document, I will replace the old one in the same place. That's the only idea which I have at this moment. But I cannot finish it till, let's say, I'll try to finish it this evening and probably tomorrow, today. But in these 2 days, one of these, the last version of the merged document will be placed somewhere in the Dropbox that everyone can access it.
Mats, please. Well, I suggest that we do not replace a document, the version.
Yeah.
Instead, that we add a new version, and that we add the date and possibly the hour and minute, so mm-hmm. that you can, I mean, if you do update to a document, so you can see, okay, I updated a previous version, not the latest version.
Yeah, you're right.
It makes it much easier to
You're right. Every new merged document will have the new, let's say, file name, which probably will begin with date of merge or something like this, that exactly could be seen which one is the last one merged. That was your idea.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the good proposal. Thank you for this. I thought about it, but if it is if everything is in one place, it will be clear which one is the last. And everyone, but it seems that this merge thing, I'm not convinced yet, but it seems that it works. I will say my final judgment when I finish investigation of the last merge document, which I made before, let's say 15 minutes or 20 minutes before this meeting. So I cannot say anything for sure, but it seems that this way of working, this way of producing new document is working correctly. Could we now start with this TBD report version 5 tasks? Will you be so kind, Sarma, to put this document on the screen? Because last version, which we downloaded from Google Docs and sent to IP, was awful with a lot of formatting errors. A lot of things were lost and so on. And IP proposed us to do it in that way, which I'm proposing to you now. Now, this is my thinking, how should we proceed with finishing this report. I have to say that number one and number two are finished. I mean, I've done both these things. And the second item, code points included, Bill, you put A with grave and U with grave in the main table, but you forgot to put it in this alternate table where our code points are sorted according to glyphs. So I corrected it, and this first two, and put some reference for French also. It was missing somewhere, but it doesn't matter. So we can say the number one and number two is finished now.
I have a question.
Yeah, please go on.
I don't understand why we necessarily should have a reference to French for those two characters. We had other references.
Please.
So why should we have reference to French?
Please, Mats.
Mats, it's a matter of pandering to the small-minded prejudices of a couple of the IP members. It costs us nothing.
It costs us nothing, for sure. And we put it there, so it doesn't...
No, I see nothing wrong with having reference to French, but I think I see a lot of wrong of seeing such a comment from IP.
Yeah, I don't think that whoever is leading this IP has a lot of problems to cope with people who are sitting in the IP. So I think it is much easier to put it there and don't think about it. We have done it and it is finished. So Michael, please go on.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar along the lines of Mats. As a pragmatic approach, I'm okay with adding it, but I'm saying we shouldn't go on adding bits and pieces about particular languages because there may be I don't know, like
it is a small price, really. That's my opinion. It's yeah. If you want to be on academic level, you are okay. But if you have some people who thinks it is important and who could make problems, it doesn't cost us a bit to do it. So it is done. Sorry. Michael, please. Do you want something else to say? Bill, please. No, go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think anyone's proposing to go through and make sure that we have every language listed for every glyph. It's just for a couple of the Quebecois French speakers, they will be happier if we put French in, and it's easier to just do it. There are a number of things where the IP is saying, do something where we may want to push back, but this is not a battle we need to fight.
Yes, I agree with you.
We certainly are going to have other places where I at least want to push back and say, no, I'm sorry, you're wrong, and we want to do it our way. So accept this one and move on. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. I think the same. Yeah. So, my numbering is not correct here, so it doesn't matter. This one is something with to do something with references that Pitinan will solve it, because he has done all references for our report. So we can skip to the number 3, although it is number 4. My numbering is not good. Code points excluded row 190. Letters L and D with Caron. They proposed to be added to the list and there is explanation in their proposal. So I will put those two letters in the excluded code points, and also put their explanation just below the table, and it is not a problem to solve it that way. I need the number 4 is this part which bother IP for.
May I comment on
previous point?
Yes,
number please, 3. Please, Mats, go on. I haven't seen your hands, so please go on.
Yeah, because we have also T with Caron.
Yeah, thank you. With this T with Caron. Because those two letters are used in French or something like this, and that's why this French. Yeah, but T with Caron should follow the same rule.
Yeah, for me it looks the same as.
Yeah. I agree with you. And check all letters with Caron. And we shall see their reaction. Thank you much for this. Bill, please.
Yes, I also found a couple more when I was going through some of the Trello homework that Miguel had asked for. And I put those in a note immediately following the IP's note. So, That was U with tilde and horn, and O with tilde and horn have the same issue as well.
U with tilde and horn, and the other one, yes, I saw this your comment somewhere in this. Your comment is also included in the new version of the document.
Okay.
And another one, I saw this, but I'm telling you all that I didn't pass through the document properly to see everything. So we shall put everything in it and see their reaction. Point number 5, my idea is to try to find candidates which could be do some of these things in this list, and to cover everything we can do in next 5 days. With what we cannot do, it will be left for the next version. That's how. And also, I want to send something to IP during the next week so that they can see that we are working hardly, and that we are accepted our responsibilities very seriously, and that we are working. Bill, please go on.
Yes, I have some ideas on how to put that in, and on the spreadsheet that we're working on, there's still a lot of work to do, but we have several cases where we have enough ratings that it's already clear which way that it's already clear that, yes, we're going to decide that this is, in fact, a variant. And so I can put together those with a note saying this is this is a start on the list. It's not the complete list. But so I can have that for you by early next week with, as I say, just a few of the variants so they can see that we're working on it, if that will be helpful.
Are you talking about those analysis which is contained in Appendix D?
I'm talking about the spreadsheet analysis.
Oh, spreadsheet analysis. But I'm not sure that we have enough time to discuss it today. We have to find a reasonable way to finish all this stuff which is contained in Appendix D and in your spreadsheet. And it is not clear in my head how it could be proceeded, how we can proceed with it. That's why I'm not pushing it today, seriously. I think we could leave it for our later work. Michael, please.
Thank you. I have a question for the point number 3, which I'm not sure we already finished or we're still discussing.
Yeah.
The issue about letters D and L with Charon, which could be added to that list. So I think there is a confusion here because this list, from my understanding, encompasses code points which we excluded because they contained characters which were similar to punctuation marks.
Yes.
Because based on other calls from integration panel. So those are characters which we would have included in the repertoire, but we did not because some part of them seemed to look like a punctuation mark. So if we add letters D and L with Charon to that list, that means we are changing our repertoire after we have already completed work on the repertoire. Whereas previously as a group, we had decided they are not part of the list, they are different enough. And if we need to take some kind of action about these code points, we will deal with them within the variant process. So
yeah.
I think integration panel may not have understood what this list actually means, because we can't just go ahead and add any kind of code point examples which may or may not look like they contain something which simulates a punctuation mark. This list, from my understanding, are excluded from our repertoire despite evidence for use in widespread languages. So this is not the same, unless I misunderstand it, right?
Michael, you are completely right. I'm now remembering what was going on before, because there in some previous comments from IP, they asked for those two letters, D with Charon and L with Charon, should be included because they are used in French or somewhere. But I think they are not in our repertoire. I have to check everything. I think you are right. They are not in our repertoire. So why should we include them and then put them in the code points excluded? There is no reason. I mean, there is no reason in it. Michael.
Sorry, Mariana. I think you misunderstood what I said.
Yeah,
L
probably.
With Charon and D with Charon are in our repertoire.
Oh, they are. Sorry.
They are not excluded because they have not been excluded because they look similar to code points, to punctuation marks so far.
Yeah, okay.
So if we add them to this list, that means we're excluding them from our repertoire, which we haven't discussed and we hadn't decided before.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's something we should do.
Okay. So we shall leave this for further discussion, because I'm not very, I'm again repeating that I'm not on the safe ground when those variants are in question. So we shall skip this question and leave it for further discussion to see how shall we resolve this. And for the next version of the report, it won't be, no action will be taken about this to be. That's the best solution in this moment.
I could offer to write an explanation to explain the difference between that list and the other thing, which you can then send to them to integration panel, either as a direct reply to the comment or in a separate document. So they better understand that those are not the same things.
Okay, please put it on your list, but I have some other.
If you want to, if you don't want to.
Yeah, we shall, about this, we have to communicate with them, because someone here, there is pushing this thing. So we have to have some a reasonable response to this to be the why we are not doing this, why we have not done this. But please put it somewhere. I will put this, your name, MM, and write that you will to write explanation why we are not doing this. But don't do it now. Do it later, and for the next version of the report, this TBD won't be addressed at all. Michael, okay. Bill?
I think I object. I think, yeah, we will need to discuss it, because I think we're going to have to end up increasing our list of code points excluded and changing our repertoire. And that's, it's perhaps unfortunate that we're only getting to it now, but I think because these code points with the end up looking like a letter followed by an apostrophe, they're going to have to go. So that I have two things. That's one. The other one is, I think we can include some variants initially from the list. For example, C with dot above and C with acute. Everybody's rated it. We have 5 out of the 7 of us who think it's a variant.
Bill.
So I think we can add that into to the document, so the IP can see what we're doing.
We are postponing this question, because my idea today is to try from this list to find some people who will do something for the next version of the report. We are postponing this. Michael will write something and we shall discuss it later. And I don't want to lose any more time of this session today for discussing things which should be discussed in the future. You see, my idea today is to find people who will do something from this list for the next version of the report. Mats, please go on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't follow what you said. I mean, there are 3 letters with 3 consonant letters with caron that could be interpreted as looking like a letter plus an apostrophe. What's the problem of deciding that they should be excluded?
Could we, Mike, Michael, if you can give just a short response to Mats, because, yeah. Please.
Do you want me to respond, Mariana, because you just said you want us to go on?
We shall discuss it in the future. And Michael promised us to make some explanation why this is not good. And when we see everything on the table, we can discuss it in more, let's say, relaxed way than to discuss it today when we have some other things to be done.
Yeah.
Please, Matt, keep it on in your mind, and it couldn't be resolved until further discussion, but let's not lose any more time for this type of discussion. Let's try to see what can be done for the next 5 days in order to submit report next Friday. And we have less than 20 minutes for this. If you have not read the IP comments, let's go through this list and see if anyone can help about anything which is specified here. So number 3 is postponed. Number 4 is a place where said that IP has denied something and they wanted it to be done more neutrally. So I need the help with language with this, and I need a volunteer to do it. You remember that we said in this somewhere that they refused to include something what we proposed to be included. Michael? Yes,
I remember. I suggest Bill, because he could make it both good English and yeah. Good English.
Yeah. First I have Michael, then I have Bill.
So, yeah, thank you. If Bill wants to step up and make language edits to make sure it's straightforward in English, I don't have a problem with that. I just want to point out that it's their interpretation that unspecified is pejorative, if this is what you're referring to. I personally wouldn't worry too much about that interpretation, because that's only their interpretation, and I don't read that. I don't think that's pejorative. But the more important part is that it's another expression which explains the fact that they have refused code points because they thought they would pose security concerns or security risks without giving clear arguments which would override our arguments. So I remember we said we want to include some code points. They said no, there are security concerns. And then we said, well, we still want to include them. And I think their response was, well, it's still a no. So this is when we kind of stopped. So
it was before 2 years, and now they are much more polite.
We should just find a way to word it in whatever way it describes that kind of discussion we had going on. We do not include these things because they would not let us.
Yeah.
This is what I think should be said here, in whatever wording conveys that meaning. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Bill?
Yes, in the revised version that I sent around, I come up with a proposed alternative. Basically, I noted that in MSR4, they give the reason for excluding the first of those code points as that it resembles a Unicode code point, which is a single vertical line. And so I put in a sentence that says, basically, we note that there are a bunch of other code points which are a single vertical line, which are included, and reference the section on generic glyphs where we have a list of them, and then just say, nonetheless, it's not an MSR, so we've left it out. But, you know, saying basically, this is your explanation, and it's not consistent. And if they want to object to our essentially pointing out that they messed up, if they object to that sentence, my response is, is that what MSR4 says? Yes, it is. Are there a bunch of other vertical lines? Yes, there are. Are they in MSR? Yes, they are. So it's just a statement of fact. And if they find that pejorative, tough. But it's a little more extended explanation than just saying unspecified. And I think that may be the way to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Everybody could see, will see, when I send you the place in the Dropbox box where this merged document will be posted. So if you find anything not proper, we can discuss it next Thursday before I submit the report. So I will put here that Bill has done it and everybody could read it and give his comments or proposals how to improve it. Is it okay in that way? I will send this table updated and in the next mail, and also the version, merge version, where is Bill text, which he just explained now. Bill, please.
Yes, just to get back to the general point, I'm happy to work at phrasing things into English in general, but it would be helpful if there are specific points, if somebody wants to make suggestions for the substance, rather than me trying to interpret in each case what needs to go there. For example, the IP wants the discussion about sharp S summarized, and then the bulk of it moved to the appendix. And if someone else could take a first cut at that summary, I can then go through and tweak the wording. But if I try and summarize it, it's going to take me forever. So I'd appreciate the additional help on that one specifically. But I think there will be other places where let's get the substance first, and I'll tweak the language as we go along. Thank you.
I agree with you completely. Michael, please.
Yeah, just want to say that's fine, Bill. I mean, someone who is familiar with the subject issue or the issue at hand should give input before just finding a different wording. But why don't we get around to that when we get around to that within this list we have right now presented to us by Mediana? And I don't see it here in this point five right now. So let's discuss it later when it comes up, shall we?
Yeah. I agree with you. Thank you. Number five, which is connected to variants, I don't think that we have any time to discuss it and do anything about it. Let's try to finalize those things which for me looked easier. So I will skip number five and go to number six, where there are some comments about what should be done. And I assigned it to Michael, because I think he is the person who the best understand what should be done here. But Michael, if you don't think it is proper for you to do, just skip it, and we shall leave it for the next version of the report. You can look at it and say yes, I can do it, or no, I cannot do it. Michael, please go on.
Yeah, so number six will be okay. I don't see a problem with that. I'm still looking at number seven and onwards before I can give you a response to that.
They just wanted to replace the word shaping with shape or something like this. But look at it, and I say, or send me a letter, or do accept it or not. We shall see the result for the preparation for the next meeting. Now I have one which really needs
Mariana.
Yeah, sorry, Bill, I didn't see your hand. Please.
Yeah, on 6 and 7, I have already
you have done.
Addressed those, I believe, in the version I sent out.
Okay, that's why I didn't check the whole version. But I told you I had no time. So, Michael, forget it, because Bill addressed it, and forget it. Probably, Michael, you might have something to do with the next two items, three.
Number 9, I've also addressed.
You have addressed number 9, okay. 6, 7, 9, Bill. I didn't pass through all of your document, but number 8. Someone has to summarize the discussion and put it in the report, and the rest of the analysis should be put in Appendix D. And it is in the it is connected to the variance with Greek script.
Sorry, are we talking about number 8 now, or which one?
Number 8, 6.3.3 in the report.
Yeah, okay, I just skimmed over it. So, Bill, have you worked on that part? Because I think it's doable to kind of like just leave the conclusion and move to the appendix, which would then be kind of somewhere in the variance or cross-group variance section. Have you already dealt with
that? No, I haven't addressed that one yet, partly because I haven't taken the time to go through the document that the IP provided us with in Montreal that explains why the problem with the Greek script occurs. My recollection is when we had the joint meeting with the Greek, Cyrillic, and Armenian folks, the consensus was that the Greek GP was going to be the one making the change to keep, I think it was the Cyrillic, was ending up with an inscript variant they didn't want as a result of transitivity through multiple languages. So I think the Greek folks are the ones who are addressing that, but we can double check.
I haven't looked properly to this topic, but Michael, please, go on.
So I didn't quite understand your response, Bill. I think this is mainly about textual structuring and editing of the text. So for number 8, you can add my initials. So I will take charge of that. And I will try to kind of abbreviate section 6.3.3. And just leave the conclusions and find a spot somewhere in the appendix
to
where
put
the details of that discussion can go. Because this is, from what I understand, what they want.
Yes.
And I'm fine with that, because it kind of fits the general overarching principle where we present conclusions and the proposal and relegate longer discussions about details to the appendix. Thank you.
Yeah. You are right. That's what should be done. Bill didn't understand properly the question, but please do it, and I'm putting you on number 8. So
could you also remove me from the ones which Bill already dealt with?
I will do this. I will do this. You will get the updated version of this table. And also, Michael, I want you to look at number 10.
I've done that already.
Yeah. 10 was done by Bill. Okay. I'm writing it now. You are underlining. That's a lot.
The table has been added.
Sorry?
Number 11, I have put a rephrasing in the document already.
Okay. So you put 11 is also done. So let's see 12.
I'm sorry, I have a comment on number 11.
Yes, please. Sorry, I didn't see them. Oh, yeah. Please go on, Michael.
This is something we will have to discuss, in my opinion, because they're kind of trying to say here that the principle which we decided to use for our work is not quite in keeping with the principles laid out by MSR and the general procedure. I'm not sure if that is the case. I think we should discuss that. It may just be a misunderstanding of our wording. So I don't think we should just adopt the wording because we still have to discuss whether we actually did what they understood we did. And if by consequence, then we need to change our approach in some way or not. Thank you.
Bill, please.
What I basically did was to remove the wording about majority vote and simply leave it as we have reached a conclusion without going into the details of our process. So actually, Mariana, I think you need to split 11 into two parts because the second one about presenting variance pairwise, they seem to be asking for us to work all the way through all the transitivity implications, and it seems to me that's unnecessary and an enormous amount of work for the document. If transitivity ends up causing two things to be variance, that's that's the way the process works. All we really need to put in the document is these two are variants, and then these two are variants, and if that has ripple effects, so be it. I don't think it's really reasonable for us to try and include in the document all of the ripple effects of transitivity. Thank you.
Okay, so I will divide these two. The first part is addressed somehow in the report. And Michael, yeah, you have to say something. Please go on.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, 11 has to be split up at least in three parts. One is about the wording. One is about whether the way we approach things now causes a problem, because this is what their comment suggests. I don't think it's the case, but we should discuss their argument. And the third part you just mentioned, Bill, I'm afraid you have a misunderstanding there, because this is exactly what we have to do. But we're not at a stage where we can do it yet. So integration panel expects from generation panels to present variant sets which are in some kind of symmetrical relationship in unified tables. For example, in the Rebic script proposal, we presented several code points which, because of transitivity, ended up being in the same variant set. And this is what we'll have to do at the end. But since we haven't finished our variant analysis, and we are not sure what will be part of variant sets and what not, so this is why we haven't done it as of yet. So it's just another step which we need to do at a later point in time. But it's actually part of our mandate, from my understanding. Thank you.
This is Samrat. I'd like to comment.
Please, Samrat, go on.
So, yes, I think it's useful to present variant sets. And just FYI, if you put these pairwise in a XML, the XML, we have a function in the tool which automatically adds all the transitivity cases. And the symmetry cases, and gives you an updated XML, which can then be reused to create these tables. So I'd probably advise if it's getting complicated, not to do this manually, but to just take it to XML, do that automatically and then use that information and feed that back into your document. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. We are now on the top of, we are now at the end of the whole hour. I just wanted, please, one thing. Mats, you have written something about I and Atlas I. And I think there is a point, there is an action here where also, no, there is not. No. So we have to close the meeting because we spend the whole hour on it. Bill and me will try to, first, I will make a new version, new merge version on the document and put it in the Dropbox. I will update this table. And I want you all to look at that table and for the items which are not connected to any person, to volunteer to do something about it. Just to say, I will do this and this action, this and this action item. Mats, please go on.
I suggest that the table is also added to Dropbox and with a date.
Yeah. I will put the both documents at the Dropbox and I will update them in the Dropbox. You will have updated version of the both documents. Thank you, Mats, for this. So we have to close the meeting for today. Thank you all for being present to the meeting and please let's focus on the finishing those items. If you feel that you can do something about the items specified here, please volunteer and I will put your name in the table. And you will use the document, which will be probably this evening in the Dropbox. Probably this evening. I hope I will have enough energy to do it today. So thank you all for being at this meeting and see you hear you in 1 week. And I'm now adjourning this meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Have a nice rest of the day and goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye now.